Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
So this song is Call Me When You Break Up. It is by Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. And, you know, they make great music together. Benny Blanco, very successful music producer, right, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But is he hot? If you don't know what Benny Blanco looks like, you can Google him. Benny Blanco. He has a look. He certainly has a look. An interesting look. His head kind of looks like an old microphone or something like that. Like
he looks a little disheveled. Yes. Sometimes
he kind of goes for like a more family friendly Post Malone kind of a look.
Oh, I completely disagree with
really?
That. No, I think he just looks like he has chronic bedhead.
yeah, but he also dresses like goofball slacker and. But anyway, though, Katie says he's hot. Super hot.
He got hotter.
And I don't know if I agree with that, but she has examples on why she thinks he is.
Yeah. You want to play him?
I will play the first one.
Okay, this is a podcast with he and Selena Gomez, and they're talking about their relationship.
When I wake up, I think to myself, I'm like, how can I make Selena's day better? Like what can I do in my day to make her day better? Because then that makes my day better.
Okay.
So I mean, that alone, and there's so much more. This podcast goes on for a really long time. It's not their podcast. They're on somebody else's.
Right, right. Yeah, I have other examples that you gave me. We'll get to them.
So the level of emotional maturity that this man possesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'd like to change the word from hot to attractive / sexy.
Oh.
Because the idea that making her happy
mm-hmm.
is his happiness. Making her day easier gives him joy. There aren't many people that get that in a relationship.
Right.
And to be on the receiving end of that is amazing.
Here's another example from it.
We have such a give and take. Like, I could never even see a world where I would ever yell at her. She would ever yell at me. Like, we don't argue like that. Like, I feel like we just have conversations. Like, there's never an argument.
Now, I do want to say that there are some relationship experts, not all, but some that say that couples that never argue, that is a problem in itself.
Well, I think that you can have disagreements without having arguments as long as you are talking about what it is that's upsetting you.
We're talking about Benny Blanco, his outlook with Selena Gomez. Here's one more example that Katie pulled from this podcast.
Like, I don't have to be on top of her every second. She doesn't have to be on top of me every second we're together. I just want to know she's in the house so I can say like, hey, I love you, and then go back to what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Because look, we're right? both highly independent people, but we're both little mushes who just need to be attached.
Yeah, we are so cheesy. It's so fun.
Gomez, the way she talks is so fun.
Her mouth is getting smaller by the second. I do have to tell you, watching this, she just talks like this.
That's the Ozempic.
You can't really even open her mouth anymore. It's not the Ozempic.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying.
Like, how wonderful is that?
To it be is.
Like, I can go upstairs and I can watch my show and you can putz around the house mm-hmm. and I can just go, baby, I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you too. We go back to it, but we're connecting.
I get it. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Yeah.
It is great.
Right.
It's not hot. Benny Blanco's not hot because of this, though.
Right. I changed it from hot to attractive / sexy. I think you're thinking of it from a man's perspective.
No. But even though you're backpedaling now on terminology and adding attractive, I will still say it's not attractive either, because if this was the case, then there are so many ugly guys out there that are sweethearts that would have girlfriends.
Okay, well, you still have to have charm.
Because I think you have to be physically attractive to pull them.
Then tell Selena Gomez that. Right. Right.
She's going through a lot with that mouth. It's getting smaller. It's getting smaller by the minute, guys.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.